Okay, so we should be recording. All right, and welcome to tonight's random escapade into Azure. I was actually working on a completely different recording where I'm doing some cool stuff with GitLabs, but it led me to needing an actual development box running in Azure. So I wanted to automate this process a little bit because this happens quite often where I need a dev box and running Visual Studio. And I have an MSDN account, so there is a machine type in Visual Studio, or excuse me, in an MSDN Azure account that allows you to run a Windows server running Visual Studio. So there's an image type for that. So I came in, I fired up Visual Studio on a local VM that I'm running, and I came in and went, file new project, and chose Azure resource type and hit OK. And of course, that opens up a Windows dialog box. It allows you to select the type of items you want in the template, and I just chose the Windows Server. As you see here, I have a couple of different OS versions for Windows Server, but what I don't have is the OS version that allows me to use the Windows, or excuse me, Visual Studio. So off to PowerShell I went, and I was doing some things like Azure, excuse me, Git Azure VM image, and kind of looking through here, and this is going to print out an enormously large list of things that I'm just going to control C because we don't really need to look at any or all of these, because again, this is kind of the old way of doing things when you're in PowerShell or anywhere really. You come in, you have your image name, your OS, you have things like image family, but this is looking for something called allow value here of Windows OS version, and there's no real OS version right here. There's no property for OS version. There's an OS, but that's still not really what we're looking for. And what else is this? I mean, how does this work? So if we come down to the resource type or the resource for virtual machines here, network interface, virtual machines, right? And we're looking here, we come across this image reference, and it has a publisher, an offer, a SKU, and a version. And the OS version is coming in as the SKU. The image offer variable is an offer, and then of course the image publisher is the publisher. So these are variables. So if you kind of jump back up to this location, you see I have Microsoft Windows Server and image offer of Windows Server. I don't see any of that here. So what really is kind of going on? The problem here is that the command that I had previously run, get Azure VM image, uses the Service Management API, and we're building out an ARM template, an Azure Resource Manager template. So we need to use the Resource Management API and the commandlets that are associated with that. And so I kind of went and did some digging around out on the interwebs, and I came across this article right here where it jumps into a few different things, and we see here we're on the right track because it's got a publisher name, an offer, and a SKU, and they're commonly used ones right here. And we have the Windows Server, and this is what's already built up into the template. Now as I'm looking through here, I kind of wish that I'd used the Azure CLI because it looks a little bit easier actually than PowerShell as you're digging through here. And since I'm on a Mac, I probably should and could use that, but we're going to stick with PowerShell because we want to figure this out in PowerShell. It's not the easier one to do because there's a couple of things that I want to point out here. First, switch Azure mode. If we come in here and we say, let's just clear the screen and switch Azure, we see that we only really have I'm hitting tab, and we really only have one thing now because they've done away with the switch Azure mode. So we need to get onto the content team a little bit and say, hey, you need to update this article. So I'll fire off an email here in a little bit. But for now, how do we do this? And that's because all of the new resource management commandlets have been kind of renamed, re-prefixed, whatever you want to call it, to Azure RM. So now, if we were to say get Azure RM maybe account, I don't know if that's an actual, but you see, there's all kinds of different RM prefixed items here. So what does this have us doing? It has us getting the image publisher first, and that needs a location. So let's go ahead and set a location. So we'll just call it location equals East US. So we have a location, and matter of fact, I'm going to take a quick note of that and say location and East US. So we'll just kind of keep a running tab on this. And our commandlet we need to use is get Azure RM VM image. I think publisher is what they're having us grab first here. And it is. And this is a pretty specific order, and I'll show you why here in a second. But we'll get that, and we'll specify our location, and which is location. And we'll select the publisher name property only. And we're going to get a pretty big list here as we're kind of running through this deal. And if we come up here and take a look, we can kind of scroll through here. There's a bunch of stuff going on, but this kind of catches my eye right here, where we have these Microsoft Visual Studio deals. So let's do something though. Let's filter this down to just the Visual Studio items here. So we'll say where publisher name matches. So we're kind of using a regular expression here, and we'll just say Visual Studio. Right? And that should give us a little bit shorter of a list, and it does. And one of the things that I see here is this publisher name, Microsoft Visual Studio. This looks the most promising to me just because I've worked with the API a little bit, and I just feel like that's going to be the right one that we want to use. So I'm going to grab that, and I'm going to drop that into publisher variable here. And so now we have a location and we have a publisher, and let's go ahead and put that in our notepad here too. Publisher, Microsoft Visual Studio. And now that we have our publisher, if we come down and the next thing it wants us to get is this image offer, and it takes the location and the publisher's name. So you see it's kind of building on each other here. So now let's go and say get Azure, spell it right, RM VM image offer. And that takes a location of location and a publisher, publisher name of publisher. And this probably give us a little bit smaller of a list, but let's go ahead and say select. I don't know what this one is. It's probably offer name. I select offer. Okay, easy enough. Offer. Okay, so we get three there, and most likely Visual Studio is the offer that we want to use. So I'll just say offer equals Visual Studio. Okay, and then lastly here, our image SKU takes all three of those, and then we select SKUs. So that'll be get Azure RM VM image SKU and location of location, publisher name of that one up, publisher, and then offer of offer. Looks right. Now, one thing I did forget to do is set my offer here. And it was Visual Studio. And then I guess the last one will probably be my SKU here. So we'll go ahead, and I'm guessing we don't need to do too much filtering here. Jeez, fat finger that one. Get Azure RM VM image SKU location, dollar location, publisher name, publisher offer of dollar offer. Now we'll pipe that to select and SKUs. And we get a good list of SKUs now at the moment. So once we do that, we can kind of look through here and look, and we can narrow this down to 2015s. And as we're kind of digging through here, we see we have Visuals 2015 with the Azure SDK running on Windows 12 R2.2, which should be kind of the latest version here. So that is going to be the SKU I think I want. So I'm going to grab that. And really, I have all of the information I need to start really building that template. So if I come over here to back to my template, I can kind of start filling all of this out. And the first thing I'm going to fill out, of course, is the publisher. And my publisher here, I'm going to switch that up to a Microsoft Visual Studio. And then my offer, I'll come over here and grab Visual Studio and drop that in as the offer. And then my OS version, of course, comes down to my SKU. And I'll grab the SKU here. And I don't need any of this stuff, so I'll just say drop this in right there. And we'll do the same right here. Drop that in for my SKU. Okay, so really now that's the only change that I really should need to make to this template. Quite honestly, I can go ahead and probably deploy this. Now you see I have kind of a run box right here that's already been somewhat deployed, and there's some errors and stuff. I was just kind of testing this out. Actually was recording it on the fly and everything was working great except for that, which everything still worked. It's just this diagnostics piece down here at the bottom didn't work, and I don't really care about that, honestly. So I'm just going to go ahead and run that again. What happened last time was the video crashed on me, so I'm using a different screen recording this time. This is the first screen recording I've made on a Mac, so you'll have to I have to get mad at myself on that, because really I just had to do twice the work. But anyway, let's go ahead and select a new deployment. You see it drops into my subscription. It's going out and querying the API, pulling back all the information. We're just kind of waiting on that. Hopefully it will not take too much longer because I'm running out of jokes. Okay, there we go. Azure MSDN, I'll take it. Again, since I'm using this Visual Studio version, then I need to be on an MSDN subscription. I'm going to go ahead and create a new resource group. I'm going to call it DevBox. I like that. I'm going to run it in East US because I am in the East US. And I'm going to set my parameters. And in here, I'm going to go ahead and set the token admin Ian user account. I'm going to give it a nice password. And I'm going to call this my TDR-DevBox. That should be fine. I'm going to uncheck save passwords because we're going to do some GitHub stuff here in a minute, and I don't want you having my password. So I'm going to go ahead and click save and deploy. And we'll see that the deploy starts running. Now this will take, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and stop the video, and we'll go ahead and let's go ahead and put in my password here. Okay. And I'll go ahead and stop the video while this is running. All right, and we're back. And you see here that it says the deployment script failed, which I guess technically it did with PowerShell. You know, if you throw one exception, everything basically fails. But as you see here, we run through a lot of the stuff we have, you know, the public IP, VNet, all of this says succeeded, storage account succeeded, and then of course the VM succeeded. What did not succeed is the VM diagnostics, and this was expected like we talked about. So I'm going to call this a win and not really spend much time trying to figure out why the diagnostic extension is failing or pulling that out or whatnot. I'm not going to worry about it at all. So if we flip over to the Cloud Explorer here, we should see there, let's go ahead and just refresh this, make sure we're looking at the latest and the greatest. I go into the DevBox resource group that we created, and here we do see the actual virtual machine running. And we see some of the things we can do with the new Cloud Explorer. All good and well. Now if we come over to back over to Chrome and we jump in and take a look at our resource groups here, we should see a DevBox resource group, and in here we should see the deployment. Yes, while it did fail, we do actually see a virtual machine, and ultimately that's what I wanted out of this. And here we can go ahead and just click connect, and that will actually download an RDP file. And in here, you know, you right click this and edit it. And one thing that I might change here is my full screen and just kind of take it down to something smaller. Go ahead and click connect and run through all the stuff. Put in admin and my super awesome password. And yep. And there we go. We have a remote desktop session into the DevBox that we created.